from the WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 9th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. The Associated Press and the Daily Freeman are reporting that the new A38 area code will be phased in beginning 10 days from now throughout the 518 area code in eastern New York. The phase-in starts on March 18th, when customers will be able to dial either 7 or 10 digits to call within the 518 area code. On August 19th, those callers will be required to dial 10 digits. Calls to reach 911 emergency service will remain 3 digits. New numbers with an 838 area code will be assigned beginning September 19th. The State Public Service Commission in 2016 approved the 838 area code to be overlaid across 17 counties, including Columbia and Greene, that make up the 518 area code. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Senate Democrats on Wednesday, March the 8th, unveiled their health care plan during a news conference at the Capitol in Albany. The lawmakers are proposing the creation of a single-payer system as part of a package of bills intended to help the state for the possible repeal of the Affordable Care Act. The Democrats' three-bill package also includes legislation to codify the state insurance marketplace into law and to refine insurance law to allow the exchange to function if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. The Cuomo administration has estimated that a repeal of Obamacare could create a $3.7 billion hole in the state budget and leave 2.7 million New Yorkers at risk of losing their health insurance coverage. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Joseph of Velasquez reports at Politico New York that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, likes, and I quote, "the general direction," end quote, of the Republican proposal for health care announced this week, while Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand denounced the bill. The American Health Care Act would replace the Affordable Health Care Act. On Talk 1300 Radio, March the 8th, Faso said, and I quote, "Well, I need more answers, but I like the general direction in which they're trying to move to a more patient-centered healthcare system, employing some important insurance market reforms. Other changes have to happen in legislation where we'd have to have at least some Democratic support in the U.S. Senate to pass," end quote. Gillibrand, speaking on the Senate floor, March the 8th, said, and I quote, "I rise to oppose the American Health Care Act. The bill would destroy the Affordable Care Act, even though the Affordable Care Act has given more Americans access to quality, affordable health care than ever before in our history. It would force middle-class families to pay more money for less care. It would leave more people uninsured by a lot. It would allow insurance companies to charge older Americans with what is essentially an age tax, as if our parents and our grandparents don't already pay the insurance companies enough for their care," end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. The Greene County Council of the Arts announced the recipients of Regent Awards through the Greene County Initiative Program on March the 8th, with 12 local not-for-profit organizations in Greene County awarded $26,000 for 2017. Wave Farm, the parent organization of WGXE, was awarded $2,700 for their Wave Farm residency program. Other winners included Zadok Pratt Museum in Prattsville, Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill, jazz group Planet Arts, the Music and Art Center of Greene County for a Ukrainian classical music series, East Durham's MJQ Irish Cultural and Sports Center, Hunter's Catskill Mountain Foundation, Coxsackie's Bronc Museum, Catskill's Bridge Street Theater, and the Altamura Center for the Arts. Panelists choosing the awards included Deborah Allen, former publisher of Black Dome Press, Hensonville, Peter Cartel, former SUNY Albany Assistant Director of Financial Aid and Program Associate at the State Education Department, and a visual artist, Greenville, Dina Labau, artist and creator of the New York Communal Table Art Talk Food and Blog Catskill. Judith Moss, choreographer and dancer who has toured internationally, Prattsville, Michael Moss, musician, Prattsville, and David Wooden, attorney and conductor of Catskill Community Orchestra, Catskill. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that Albany County Executive Daniel McCoy discusses expanding internet access to Burn and Knox at his State of the County address on March the 6th. The next day, McCoy told the Enterprise that the county had put out a request for proposals to expand internet access and is working with an internet provider to arrange it by the end of the year. Hudson Valley Wireless was the only company to answer the county's request for proposals, said county spokeswoman Mary Rozak. Hudson Valley Wireless was the fifth largest recipient of the Connect New York Broadband Grant Program and is installing service in parts of Albany, Washington, Rensselaer, Warren, and Saratoga counties, according to its website. You can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. The Fairview Cinema 3 is closing March the 19th. Bill Williams at 98.5 FM is reporting that the three screens at the Fairview 3 in Hudson will go dark on March the 19th. Theater owner Bill Mitchinson is closing down the theater that opened with one screen in the early 1970s. Lion is the final film that will be screened at the Fairpoint Avenue Theater. See the Oldies 93.5 FM website for more information. The WGXE Radical Radio 2017 Winter Pledge Drive continues. WGXE must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 46 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of snow, mainly after midnight. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 27. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of snow, mainly between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. The temperature high will be 35 degrees. On Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 9. The wind chill values as low as minus 3 degrees. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 22 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 7. Sunrise today was at 6:15 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:55 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 9th day of March, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.